This is Ready, Set, Go, All Things Autism. I'm Stefan Kobler. One of the most talked about events in the state is the annual Art Prize event, which takes place in Grand Rapids. Top 50 finalist Pamela Alderman sits down with Anna Aran to talk about A Wing and a Prayer, an installation that encourages children from around the world to soar above adversity.
I actually went to your Art Prize 3 times. First time just to take it all in myself. The second time to really read and kind of understand and kind of feel emotionally about it. And the third time I went to watch just your crowd.
Yeah.
And the group that gathered, and to be that bird up high that kind of observes what's happening. And the first thing that happened is people kind of go silent when they walk into the room.
They do. It's interesting because I had a couple of teenagers in the room, and I heard one whisper, the fellow whispered to his girlfriend, "It's quiet in here." And the girlfriend kind of talked about, well, it's out of respect.
Yeah.
And I think that people just... I don't know, just the birds and the stories, and then they're just trying to understand what is this exhibit about, and then they start reading things, and then they start pondering, and I think it's either perhaps reminds them of someone, or a family member, or someone in their classroom, perhaps in school.
Right.
But it's a positive response.
Mm-hmm. And each story, as you read it, really struck me. Did it strike you this way? You know, each story has its own little mini celebration within it. Autism has so many different levels to it, but I love working with kids who are somewhere on the autism spectrum. I always see the celebration in them. I love their personalities, whether they are verbal or nonverbal, but I see no matter what age they're at, if they're elementary, if they're middle school, if they're high school, there's always a celebration of the child behind those eyes. And so to finally see this on a platform where it can be celebrated. And, you know, one of the things that I think you did really well was to bring these children together. It's kind of where form meets function this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's interesting. I do want to highlight something with the child that's the elementary school child. You know, when I started talking to his mother, the first thing that struck me that she was saying is when the doctor or the professional first said, you know, your son has autism, and she's like, don't use the A word with me.
Yeah.
And it's just, she talked about the battle of having to accept autism.
You know, that is such a battle because you have to have a diagnosis, right?
Yeah.
I mean, insurance says get a diagnosis. The school system says you need a diagnosis. And I understand that. The therapist in me understands that. But the parent in me knows that there's got to be a better way to do that.
Yeah.
And the parent in me knows that those parents have swallowed a lot to learn to handle that and to understand it. Yeah.
They've been on a big journey. One of the things this mother, you know, she's walked me through that journey, and now her son's 7. And now she's come to the point where, you know, my son has autism, but I can celebrate it.
Yeah.
Because he's more than just an autistic child. My son is kind.
Right.
My son is joyful. And I see he's a person way beyond just autism. Mm-hmm. And it was just cool to see how this family has gone through this journey of something difficult, and they've come out to the other side where they feel some hope and they feel healing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What was that moment for you as an artist when you knew that you had captured what you wanted to? Did you have that aha moment where you went, okay, this is working, and this is what this is the story? Because I know sometimes as an artist you struggle with whenever you bring a story to the plate, there's always going to be a family behind it, and then there's that moment of realization where a family actually has to see themselves in that painting.
Yeah.
Or recognize that family member in a painting, and that's very different than taking a photograph and just beginning the painting. But with this, when was that moment where you said, okay, this is going to work and this is all coming together? And
well, I think I started out with the idea of the birds, and I knew I was going to do paper birds, but then I had to figure out, because I just felt like that's a symbol of hope and healing. Now, how was I going to integrate the birds? And then Anna and I started talking about, well, what about depicting autism, children that have autism? And so, okay, yeah, that sounded great, but then I had to find families and start to interview these families, and then just as I was listening to their stories, I thought, you know, this is all coming together, and then just depicting the birds in each of the paintings, and then it started to all feel unified.
Oh, there you go.
The stories, the birds, the paintings.
There you go. I thought it was really cool how you had the idea for your YouTube to to show exactly how that bird is made, because that bird has, what, 15, 16?
A lot of steps.
15, 18, a lot of patient steps in it. So I think that represents what families can go through.
And by the way, when you bring up that, I have to say I had 30 volunteers helping make almost 4,000 paper birds.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it took 630 hours to make these paper cranes. It was an enormous undertaking, and so I had a community really behind me to make all these birds.
Right, exactly. It's not just about the paintings, is it?
Yeah.
That is so true.
Art Prize is the world's largest open art competition. When we come back, we'll check in with Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley.